Fairlawn, Ohio, for the OJ's annual scholarship golf tournament and a banquet tonight. So Eddie LeVert and Walter, they all say hi, Tom.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to tee off. And as usual, Eddie and Walter have already inscribed the trophies with their names on first and second place. That's how it is, you know. So, you know, we don't even.
What's the point of having your own tournament if you can't
that's
win
what
it?
You doing, man. Right.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, you know, that's just how they do it. So, you know, it's like, okay, all right, we just here for fun. All right, then. So, looking forward to it. So, folks, remember when TARP came out, the Trouble Asset Relief Program, and the billions of dollars the federal government set aside and gave to the various banks to bail us out of the financial crisis. Well, imagine if you were an insider. You were someone whose responsibility was to ensure there was no fraud. Well, there's a new book out by Neil Garofalo, who's a special investigator, called Bailout, an Inside Account of How Washington.
Roland, you are breaking up big time.
Whoa, I'm breaking up?
Yeah, it's like you're underwater.
Wow, I'm talking on a landline here. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. The book is called Bailout, an Inside Account of How Washington Abandoned Main Street While Rescuing Wall Street. And Neil joins us this morning. Hey, Neil.
Morning.
So, Neil, you sat on the inside, and you make the point that basically the Treasury Department is essentially doing the bidding of Wall Street, and they don't concern about the folks on Main Street or MLK Street.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I got down to Washington, I'd spent 8 years as a federal prosecutor up in New York before coming down to provide this oversight of the bailout. It was amazing to me when, almost from day one, that the Treasury officials I was dealing with were only concerned with helping out the interests of the giant too-big-to-fail banks whose near failure helped cause the financial crisis. And despite so many promises that they made and so many conditions that Congress put on giving Treasury the money to bail out the banks, to help Main Street, to help struggling homeowners, to help get that money back into the economy so we could have economic growth, at every critical juncture, they always chose the banks first.
I read your book. I was up all night. I couldn't put it down. And what was amazing is you even heard folks, when it came to bonuses, you heard government people making the case why Wall Street should get the bonuses when we were all saying they shouldn't get anything because they caused the crisis.
You know, it's really part of the hypocrisy that I saw down there. This is when $168 million of taxpayer money went to executives at AIG, the big insurance company that had to get bailed out because they made these huge, crazy, one-sided bets on mortgage bonds. And the unit that was responsible for bringing down this company, we ended up putting $180 billion of taxpayer money into it to bail them out, and it came out that they're going to pay all these bonuses. And publicly, there was all of this outrage from the Treasury Department and others saying how terrible it was, but that they had to do that. But internally, of course, a different story was being told. And I was told how we had to make these payments, that these people were these supermen who only they could possibly figure out what to do. I mean, these are, the guys from the same group that killed the company. They're paying millions of dollars each, under this theory. And that's part of the fundamental problem of Washington. It's not that these guys are viewed as adversaries or capable of doing wrong. They're brothers in arms. And that same big bank mentality, you understand why the bankers want to take all that money. But it was somewhat shocking to me to see how much the Treasury officials wanted to make sure that they got that money.
But, Roland, isn't this theft? Is this a crime? Why hasn't someone been prosecuted?
Well, Neil, you're a former prosecutor out of New York. Answer that question. Why haven't we seen more prosecutions?
You know, I think a lot of, part of what my job was, I also started up a law enforcement agency that policed the TARP. And, you know, we locked up, I think about 100 people have been criminally charged by now for trying to steal from the program or trying to use the TARP to steal from others. So, we did what we can. We locked up a CEO of a bank down in Florida for trying to steal more than $500 million of TARP money. But overall, in the financial crisis, there haven't been many cases at all, especially for the big banks. And I think part of it is, one of the things that I saw over and over again was a real timidity, a real lack of sophistication within the Department of Justice. They just didn't have the courage sometimes or the knowledge to be able to put together these very, very complicated cases. And even when we would present some really, really strong evidence, because we didn't have the ability to bring our own cases, we needed others to bring them, oftentimes I was fighting them as hard as I was fighting the criminals just to get them to move. But they were always seemed so scared to take the bold steps necessary.
And, of course, Neo Secretary of Treasury, Tim Geithner, he is not a fan of your book.
No, sometimes Washington never like to let the truth get in the way of a good narrative. But Geithner really was a symptom of the disease in Washington. And my dealings with him, he would always be putting the banks, even the signature program in TARP that was supposed to help homeowners, he explained to us at a meeting in 2009 that it was really about helping the banks, helping to extend out the foreclosure crisis for their benefit by, in his words, foaming the runway for the banks instead of actually helping homeowners. And this was the one program that was supposed to help 4 million people on Main Street, right. And again, it just turned out to be another giveaway for the banks.
Mm. Neil Barofsky, we appreciate it. The book is called Bailout. It's a great book, man. Thanks a lot.
22 past the hour.
Never stop, never be real. Never stop, never be real.